When I heard this track last week, I was enjoying it so much, I almost forgot that I was on air chatting on the radio. It comes from Mr. Rhodes, a man you may know from his work as a member of the celebrated hip-hop trio Teddy Lewis King, or maybe you know him from the number of slick singles he's released over the past few years, like Fear and Loathing or Doing It Well. Can't You Tell is the name of the single that we just heard coming off Refract, and yeah, he's kicking it with us right now. Mr. Rhodes, welcome to 2SER. How you doing?
Yeah, what's happening? Thanks for having me.
Thanks, yeah, for coming on. You're a very busy man. I was chatting to you off the mic just before, and you've got plenty of stuff spinning at the moment, being various projects. I'll jump into that in a moment. But I wanted to talk to you about Can't You Tell for the moment, because compared to tracks like Every Part of Me or Doing It Well, Can't You Tell has this infectious feel to it that kind of makes you want to get down. Coming into this single, or even with the whole project, Refract, did you come in with a certain feeling in mind?
Can't You Tell specifically, the whole Refract as a whole is kind of just about my journey, quitting my day job and moving here. And Can't You Tell is like a reflection of what I was feeling at the time when I quit my day job. I was like sick of the office. I was done with it. I just needed to go chase it. And it came out incredibly funky.
Yeah.
And I never get sick of it. But yeah, we nailed that, myself and my co-writer. So shout out Art Paisley. We spent a week... We spent months in the lead up, kind of just built a playlist, and we were like, I was like, here's the energy I want from just different songs and references, and he threw in some, and then by the time we got in the studio with nothing before we even got in there besides a vibe and an idea of where we were going, in a week we wrote the entire EP, and Can't You Tell was day three.
Damn, get out.
Yeah.
For that as well, yeah, it feels like an inspiring anthem. If anyone's weighing up, you know, jumping their job or moving on to something else, play Can't You Tell if you need that last minute push.
Yeah, if you need that push, if you need to quit your job and take a risk.
Yeah. I mean, it's worked out for you, dude, because, yeah, you're doing all this awesome stuff at the moment. For this, yeah, Refract is the EP coming out. It's your debut EP. Yes. For this as well, you've worked on a whole, like, spectrum. Like, you've worked on a bunch of stuff. But how has the process differed, putting an EP together as opposed to putting out a single?
So it was a completely different process than I usually take, because usually when I just write songs, I'm just writing whatever the emotion is that day and that feeling. With Refract, we approached it a little more conceptual and a little more, okay, this is the point I'm trying to get across all of these songs, and how can they cohesively fit together and not just be a bunch of random energies.
Yeah.
Even though it is a bunch of random energy. But they all work together to tell this whole story.
With as well, hopefully it's not a case of like pulling the curtain back or anything, but where does the name Refract come from in regards to this project?
So refraction, like really, it's like changing direction of light.
Yeah, right.
And I thought that was really apt and, you know, it's kind of signified a changing of direction for myself in my life. And yeah, just by taking that risk and just saying, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Move in.
That's it. It's taking you places. Speaking of which, besides the killer bars in production that we all now know you for, you've also done work scoring a live theatre show as well as acting in it, namely the show Flow.
Yeah.
How do you find working in that kind of creative space as opposed to in the studio? Do you come in with a different attitude, or is that DNA is kind of still present?
I think, yeah, working in theatre is way different to just working in music because you kind of have to consider every little detail that's going on. You have to worry about the script. You have to worry about what's happening on stage. You have to wonder what the lighting's going to do.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of makes you think in completely different ways of sound and how the audience is going to react in the room. And it's just this whole other, like, muscle, you know, of working. And it can get weird and you can do whatever you want, really.
Yeah.
But you have all these considerations and kind of box you in a little bit.
Right.
Which is actually kind of freeing to do at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I love doing that kind of stuff. And I want to do way more.
For that as well, like flexing that muscle, does that kind of give you any like creative energy or like a certain vibe you're able to bring back to the studio? Is there like a communication between those two mediums?
Oh, 100%. I think every time I step into that realm, even if it's just working on a dance piece with someone, I come back more energized and I've learned more about what kind of makes people move and react more. And I think it builds not only my skills in a studio setting, but also as a performer myself.
It would contribute all the different art platforms and mediums. Speaking of which, I asked you a bit earlier for live shows you're working on. Is there something else you're cooking up at the moment?
So many things. Yeah, I'm working on a show at the moment called The Crossing. It's a circus theatre show based on Tai Wai Walker, world famous Tai Wai Walker, not as famous in Australia, Conchalino. So very excited for that to go up in July, and that's taking a lot of my energy.
I bet, yeah, you got an EP out in June. You got the show out in July, Conchalino, as well. For those who weren't alive last century, one of the premier acts working with the Ringling Brothers, an international hit, being recognized by some world leaders and autocrats as well. I don't want to give away all the awesome details for the show, but it certainly stands out as a pretty legendary piece of Australian history, given that he hailed from Lismore as well, was it?
Yeah, Lismore boy, just like myself. It's kind of, I feel weirdly connected to it because, you know, he left Lismore and travelled the world at a time when really Indigenous folks weren't allowed to leave their area. really. So, and he did that under the guise of a different nationality and, like, did some stuff. Some wild stuff. I don't want to spoil it either.
I don't want to go.
It's too good.
Yeah, it's almost, it's like unbelievable in a way that always like, because it's like, it's history, but it feels so like unreal that it's almost like this like epic movie that's been made out.
It feels like it should be like a Baz Luhrmann film or something, like just Technicolor as.
Dead set. Yeah, Baz, if you're listening, it's worth checking out the show.
Baz, I got an idea.
For that as well, like the EP, because we were focusing, the EP's out next month. You're also, though, you're playing a few tracks, you're touring with Winston Scherf Shirt. You've been doing some Sydney shows with them. Is there's still one more show coming up?
One more show tomorrow night, Thursday. There's still some tickets available, not many last I heard, but they're amazing shows. Like, it's such a vibe top to bottom. I'm on at Doors. I'm on Straight Away, so I get to watch everyone else play.
Hell yeah.
Minor Doe's been killing it every night. She's incredible. Another Sydney artist that everyone should get behind. And Winston Surf Show, like, premier live show. Like, that's pros right there.
Dead set. Just putting out hits. It sounds like, like a wall-to-wall good time.
Really. Like, it's such a vibe from start to finish. As soon as Doors open, it's like, sick, let's go.
And where can people find the show? Where's the show playing?
Mary's Underground.
At Mary's, folks. You know, very famous, legendary Sydney music space.
Infamous.
For that, you can catch none other than Mr. Rhodes there playing tomorrow night. It's got the EP coming out next month.
A sneak preview of the EP.
Ooh.
I'm playing it live.
Folks, you're fools if you're not going to the show tomorrow night. There's no